This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Passengers will no longer have to wear masks inside Denver International Airport now that a federal judge has blocked the Biden administration's mandate for travelers. Airlines including Southwest and United say they'll stop enforcing the rule on flights, but passengers can choose to continue to wear masks. Smaller airports from Colorado Springs to Montrose are also dropping their mask policies. Denverite's Kyle Harris was flying with his family to Denver when the news broke.
And seeing people cough for the first time mask-free, you know, watching their spit fly. It's just half and half, and people are trying to figure out what's going on. So wander through the airport. There are announcements that are saying there's a federal mask mandate. There are signs explaining you need to wear masks. And at the same time, about half the people in there aren't.
Denverite's Kyle Harris. The state legislature has approved a bill that could eventually put Colorado on year-round daylight saving time, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The move would mean no more falling back or springing forward, but that would only happen if the federal government allows states to make the change, and if four other Mountain Time states make the switch too, which could be a long wait. The bill now awaits Governor Jared Polis' signature. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
In Congress, a bill to put the entire nation on year-round daylight saving time is pending in the U.S. House. Governor Polis says he doesn't support a proposed statewide ban on flavored tobacco and vaping. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Backers say flavors lure young people and people in communities of color to take up the addictive habit of vaping or smoking. Opponents say it'll hurt small business and interfere with personal choice. Polis tells Colorado Matters' Ryan Warner it's a local issue.
I'm against statewide prohibition of alcohol or marijuana or tobacco. But if a community doesn't want to have a dispensary or doesn't want to have vape, that is completely their prerogative.
Mayor Michael Hancock vetoed a ban on flavored tobacco in Denver, saying it should be handled at the state level. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Metro Denver has highs today in the 70s. This is CPR News.